Hello, little slut. I'm just checking in on you for Daddy. Yeah, he wanted me to come by and see your progress. Well, I can definitely see that the edging is going very well. You dribbled all over that pillow that you've been humping, Have you been a naughty girl? Good. That's how Daddy wants you. Daddy wants you to be a naughty, needy, messy, desperate little slut by the time he gets to you. Well, this is the first time that Daddy's gonna use you, so you have to be really desperate. He loves a good drippy whore. You've been doing a very good job all day using that Hitachi against your sensitive little clitty. Look at how it droops. It looks like it's absolutely exhausted from all of that stimulation. Well, it's not broken quite yet, but Daddy's gonna get to it. Let's see here. Ooh, that vibrating plug sure has done a number on you, hasn't it? I can definitely tell you like it. Well, it is on the highest setting, and I did shove it in as far as I could up your sweet little sissy cunny. Well, the proper training needs to be in place so that Daddy may finally take his good little slut. Exactly. See, you're getting the hang of it already. You are going to be such a perfect toy for Daddy. I can just tell. And don't tell any of the other girls, but you're my favorite. Well, none of the other girls show as much enthusiasm and willingness to learn and train. And I can just tell that you want to please Daddy above anything else with everything that you do. So, because that's what I want, I can sense it, and it makes us closer as sister toys. Well, I guess you could say that Daddy sent me. I mean, he technically did, and he wants me to prepare you for later tonight, but he didn't really tell me how. No. He just told me that I could do anything and everything that I could think of to get that sweet little sissy cunny of yours ready for Daddy's cock. Maybe. Maybe I will take out your plug and replace it with my fingers. Or maybe I'll replace it with my tongue and my fingers because you have a sweet gaping little hole now. My tongue is just gonna get lost in there. I need something a little bit thicker to really stretch you out, don't you think? What can that be? I don't know. That's right. You're not just a pretty girl, you're a smart girl too. Don't let any of the other toys tell you that you're just a sexy, sweet little bimbo with an extra long clit. You are a very smart girl. Despite you looking like a complete little dumb slut, there is a sweet little brain in there after all. I will be using your favorite toy, which, if I remember correctly, is actually my favorite toy, isn't it? Well, you asked Daddy to get you one just like mine, just a different color, because you enjoyed watching me use it, didn't you? Don't deny it. I know that you were grinding your little clitty against your pillow when you watched me use it for the first time in our shared bedroom. Yeah, that was right when you got here. And we settled you into your suite. Well, we do like to keep the doors open just in case I need something or you need something in the middle of the night. Yeah, being my sweet maid does come with a few perks. definitely all those nights of cuddling. Well, I know that you love the rabbit so much that I'm gonna use it on you. Well, Daddy gave me permission to do whatever I had to do. And while the rabbit's not the only thing that I'm gonna use, but I'm gonna start out with it because I definitely think that it'll help ease you in. Yeah? Are you ready, my good girl? Are you ready to become Daddy's good little toy? There we go. Just turning it on. And it sounds so good, little slut. Ah. Hear that vibrating? It sounds like music in my ears. That is the sound of pleasure that you're hearing. And the sounds that I'm gonna get out of you. Oh, those are gonna be even fucking sweeter. Now, lay on your back like a good girl. Daddy's favorite pose. Good girl. Your knees up to your chest and your hands. Oh, such pretty nails, too. That's a lovely manicure you've got there. Lovely long nails. Hands on your calves, holding up your sexy legs. And exposing yourself for Daddy. Daddy is gonna love it. You have such a pretty little clitty. It's the prettiest clitty I've ever seen. But now let me get distracted now with your sweet, drippy little clitty. I can tell that you're getting distracted with me because I can see your clitty just throbbing and getting so engorged with all that blood rushing to it. My clitty gets hard too, you know. And it peeks out of its little shell and it's very excited. And I bet that if you took a look between my thick thighs right now, and you spread apart my pussy lips, and you really held those wet, slippery, slidey lips apart, it'd be very easy for you to see how hard and at attention my little clit is. So excited by the knowledge that I am about to train my favorite little slut to take cock for the very first time. Well, you've taken my girl cocks before, and they've all been small and simple. And really beginners and training dildos, but well, after I warm you up with this rabbit, you're gonna get a better feel for what it's gonna be like when Daddy's cock stretches your tight little sissy cunt. All I'm not saying Daddy is monster, but he's definitely gonna fill you up nicely. Does that feel good, little slut? Do you like it when I brush the tip against your sweet little sissy cunt? I bet that you just want me to shove it right in, don't you? I can tell, because every time that I just tease you with the tip sliding in just a little bit further, well, you give me that sweet, slutty little look that says that you need the whole thing. The patience, my good girl. Daddy likes good girls who are patient and who wait for Daddy to do as he wishes. I think he's definitely gonna enjoy you thrusting up like this to try to get his cock in further. But I think that'll be only for the first time. I think Daddy wants a good girl that waits for the appropriate time to be fucked like a nasty slut. And Daddy will fuck you when he chooses. And he's gonna fuck you as hard as he chooses at the right moment. And maybe he wants you to suffer like me right now, teasing you with the tip of this toy. He'll tease you with the tip of his cock. And have you begging and writhing like a desperate slut like you are right now. I think that's what's one of my favorite things about you. The fact that you are such a desperate little whore for cock just like me. And you want it so bad, and you want it hard, and you want it rough, and you want it to break you in half. I see a lot of me in you, little slut. Well, I've been in you before, so maybe that is why I've rubbed off on you. Oh, sweet writhe for me, sweet little slut. Squirm like the pathetic little whore that you are. Oh, and your little clitty is so hard and at attention. I love to see when your little clitty throbs like that, and oh, when it drips like that too. Especially when I'm shoving something inside you. Usually my girl cock, but well, it's also fun when I can shove this toy inside you. Bet you didn't expect that. Bet you didn't expect me to just shove the whole thing right in. Right into your little fuck hole. Oh, and it slid in so easily. Those plugs definitely worked. Those plugs did the trick, didn't they, my good girl? Oh, they loosened you right up for your sweet sister slut to shove this toy nice and deep home. Into that perfect little fuckhole of yours. You're so responsive, little slut. Oh, you're even more responsive than when I fuck you with a regular girl cock.
Does that feel good? Does that feel good on your little sissy balls? Every time I thrust this vibrating toy into you, you feel the little rabbit head against your sweet, sensitive little sissy balls. Your little taint, and it feels so good, doesn't it, little slut? It feels so good. You want more, don't you? You want your favorite sister slut, your favorite head girl, to fuck you nice and deep in your tight little sissy cunt with this vibrating toy that's gonna make you come all over yourself like a pathetic little sputtering, dripping little whore. Good girl. Good girl. I know you want to. I know you want to. And you can come. Daddy told me you can come. Daddy told me you're allowed to come whenever you want, little slut. Because he wants you all drippy, all messy with your sweet little sissy cummies all over your little juices, making you sticky and sweet and messy like the pathetic, helpless little cock hungry fucking whore you are. So come, come, sweet girl, come, come like a good girl. Come so that your daddy has enough juices to lube up your sissy fuckhole when he fucks you. Good girl. Good girl. Good girl. Oh, and didn't that feel good? Coming without stroking your little clitty? I know it felt good, my sweet girl, because you came harder than ever before. And Daddy's gonna be so impressed with all of this stretching that we've done and with all of the improvements we've made in the hands-free coming department. Oh, such a good girl. I would clean up all of those sweet little cummies if Daddy didn't want them all over you to remind you what a desperate, nasty little whore you are. You can't help yourself. You just have to explode whenever you feel anything in your little sissy cunt. I'm proud of you. Daddy's gonna be proud of you too. Just keep edging, little slut, and put that toy, that plug, back in your little cunny and wait for Daddy to come and destroy it completely. Good girl.